time now for your comments. This week, Susan Stamberg had two sets of conversations with students from both her alma maters, Barnard College and LaGuardia High School in New York. Andy Walkshall of Columbia, Maryland, wanted her to know, your interviews with graduating seniors about their experiences on September 11th were one of the most insightful and moving things I've heard in the past 3.5 years. Your questions elicited wise answers that give me great hope for the future of our nation and world. Kevin Foster, a professor at the City College of New York, writes that Susan's guests from Barnard College were, quote, genteel young ladies saying genteel young things about a tragedy in a city where they'd lived for 2 weeks. Our students, he continues, are much more diverse and would show a broader range of reactions. For example, he writes, young Muslims talking about the effects on their faith. Some became more devout, some less after 9/11, and undocumented students whose lives became more complicated. And Steve's interview with Tom Mortensen of the Pell Institute brought this from Heidi Gerbracht of Austin, Texas. I was flabbergasted when I heard your story about women's educational attainment and men's, quote, relative disadvantage. Mortensen failed to note that women still face discrimination in education from elementary through Ph.D., as highlighted by your preceding story about women in the sciences. Though women receive more bachelor's degrees, men still outnumber women in doctoral degrees, which give them more career opportunities at higher levels.
Ladies and gentlemen, join in and let's sing We've Got a Hammer.
Finally, a story about a dinner for Tom DeLay makes some of you laugh and some of you curse.
Any hammers in the evening all over this land.
We received many letters like this one from Marty Carpenter, who writes, that long excerpt from Tom DeLay's supporter singing a parody of If I Had a Hammer made me want to throw up. For the Republican right to twist Pete Seeger's humanitarian plea into a fight song for hammering the public into conformity is outrageous. Pete Seeger ought to sue for copyright infringement. By the way, Tom DeLay's nickname is The Hammer, and Pete Seeger is the co-author of that song. Many of you guessed that the legendary folk singer might be seething at this point, so we called him up to find out.
Hello, this is Pete. I urge people to limit anger. This is what happens to songs all around the world. People change the words of them. People have made up dirty songs to Christian hymns. But there's not really much you can do about it unless they want to make a recording and then the publisher can stop them. I think it's hilarious, though, actually. And if you want to keep from crying all the time, you have to be willing to laugh.
Thanks, as always, for your emails. Write to us at morning@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And here again is Pete Seeger for real.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer it.